Good morning, early birds. You have The Worm on the line. It's a podcast bringing you news from Montana and the region, from Yellowstone Public Radio News and Montana Public Radio News. I'm your host, Orlinda Worthington. Today is Wednesday, April 19th. Ahead today, lawmakers bicker over how to best protect children from abuse. More than electricity is being transmitted in eastern Montana, money, and the sound of love from a sage grouse. Those stories and more coming up today on The Worm. The state legislature and Governor Greg Gianforte have agreed on changes to a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The governor signaled his support for the policy, saying his amendatory veto will strengthen the bill. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
The Republican supermajority at the state legislature passed Senate Bill 99 after hours of emotional testimony. Supporters of the legislation say it'll protect minors from medical treatment with long-lasting impacts. Opponents to the legislation say it prevents doctors from providing best practice care and would lead to increased depression and suicidality among gender-diverse youth. In a letter to lawmakers Monday afternoon, Gianforte argued the science behind gender-affirming care is unsettled and that the legislature is right to prohibit treatment like puberty blockers. Gianforte says the amendments he's offering would broaden the definitions of male and female and make clearer the restrictions on public funding for care. Republican Senator John Fuller of Kalispell is the bill's sponsor and supported the amendments.
My constituents sent me here to protect Montana's children, and this bill does exactly that.
Both the Senate and House have voted to accept Gianforte's amendments to the bill. Both chambers will have to vote one more time before it can return to Gianforte for consideration. Keegan Medrano, policy director with the ACLU of Montana and opponent of the bill, says the governor's changes don't significantly change the policy that passed.
The governor seems lock in step with some of the elements of the legislature, which seem committed to both legislating against and ultimately harming the LGBT community.
The Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics said in a statement that Gianforte's letter contains misleading information that runs counter to consensus among medical professionals. The organization opposes the bill, saying transgender youth deserve access to medically necessary, evidence-based health care. In addition to banning gender-affirming care for transgender youth, the bill would also ban public funds from paying for gender-affirming care and public employees from encouraging gender-affirming care. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
A bill to prohibit minors from attending drag shows has been amended by lawmakers anticipating legal challenges. The current version has passed in the state Senate with an amendment that removes all mentions of drag. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin explains.
Senator Chris Friedel, a Republican from Billings, brought the amendment, which he says would uphold the intent of the bill while making it harder to challenge in court.
The reason I brought this amendment today is to make sure that we get this across the aisle. We get this in front of the governor. He signs it. It goes to court, and it can be defended by the AG's office.
Proponents of the original bill have said it would protect children, while opponents, including Democratic lawmakers, have argued the bill inaccurately conflates drag performers with sexual predators and perpetuates harmful stereotypes of the LGBTQ+ community. Friedel referenced similar bills in other states that have faced legal challenges. The amendment removes the term drag and replaces it with adult-oriented performances. With these changes, the bill still prohibits minors from attending events considered adult-oriented and bans such performances at libraries, schools, or other entities that receive state funding. With changes removing the specific ban on drag performances from the bill, Democrats voted in favor of advancing it. Republican opponents of the changes say the term adult-oriented performance is too broad and it's unclear what's included under this phrase. Senator Carl Glimm, a Republican from Kyla who carried the bill on the Senate side, opposed Friedel's changes, saying they derailed the intent of the policy.
The other thing this amendment does is it allows all these under art, and so it really just completely guts the bill.
The bill, as amended, passed with bipartisan support and will now move back to the House for consideration. In Helena, I'm Ellis Julin.
The Senate is one step closer to passing a bill that would require law enforcement and child protection agents to file a warrant before removing a child from the custody of their parents, unless they have reason to believe the child is in immediate danger of sexual or physical abuse. Eleanor Smith with the Legislative News Service reports.
The bill was the subject of a heated debate Monday on how soon is too soon to remove a child from a potentially unhealthy situation. House Bill 37 would also place clearer regulations on child abuse and neglect proceedings once they've started. The bill would ensure the proceedings are timely and that parents and children are appointed legal counsel. Republican Representative Jennifer Carlson is the sponsor of the bill, but Republican Senator Dennis Lenz carried it in the Senate. Lenz said the bill would help reduce the number of kids who are taken from their parents only to be returned, which can be very traumatic for them.
This, I think, is a good way for us to approach it differently than we've been going. We have been moving slowly in the direction of reducing the number of kids in foster care, slowly changing the laws.
Opponents said the bill would leave kids stranded in bad situations and complicate the removal process for law enforcement. Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick from Great Falls said this would seriously limit help for kids who need it. He says under the bill, he could see a situation where a child is being neglected or hurt, law enforcement finds out about it, and nothing can be done to help the kid until officers leave to get a warrant.
Our child abuse and neglect statutes, they're for the protection of the children. Parents have rights, but so do kids. We should be protecting kids. We shouldn't be looking for ways to make it harder to take kids out of situations where there's abuse, where there's neglect, where they can be harmed.
The bill has one more vote in the Senate before it moves on to the governor's desk for a signature or veto.
The UM Legislative News Service is a partnership of the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters Association, the Montana Newspaper Association, and the Greater Montana Foundation. A stretch of U.S. Highway 89 that runs through the heart of the Blackfeet Nation will now be known as Chief Earl Old Person Memorial Highway. Old Person, who died in 2021, served as the Blackfeet traditional chief and sat on the nation's tribal council for decades. He also served as the president of the National Congress of American Indians and helped pass federal legislation like the American Indian Religious Freedom Act in the 1960s and 70s. The bill to memorialize Old Person was signed into law Tuesday. A company installing hundreds of miles of transmission line in eastern Montana is offering more than $1 million in grants to the counties it will affect. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche explains the lines will connect the eastern and western U.S. electric grids.
The grant window opened Friday for community projects in Rosebud, Custer, and Fallon counties. Texas-based transmission development company Grid United, with the help of nonprofit Montana Community Foundation, is distributing a total $1.5 million over 3 years, with individual grants of up to $50,000 in this first application period. According to a news release, eligible applicants must be affiliated with a nonprofit or government entity, and projects should address regional and community needs in the three counties, such as business development or the arts. The upcoming deadline for this window of applications is June 1st. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
This is National Volunteer Week. According to the AmeriCorps analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau data, Wyoming was the only state to see an increase in the number of volunteers and organizations since 2017. Nearly 40% of residents in the Equality State volunteer. The growth in Wyoming is in part because its open spaces made it easier for volunteers to keep working safely during the pandemic. The report shows the number of Americans who volunteer their time has been on the decline nationwide. It's tough news for nonprofits. They are stretched to provide needed services and programs while facing a tight job market for paid workers and increased demands for help. Montana had one of the highest rates of informal helping. That includes things like helping others outside of an organizational context, like doing favors for neighbors. Romance is in the air in Wyoming this spring. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports Wyoming Game and Fish is providing a viewing guide on where to watch an annual ritual dance by the greater sage-grouse males, preening to catch the eye of the ladies.
Each spring, male greater sage-grouse gather at sunrise to put on a display in a communal breeding ground called a lek, as you hear in this video display from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Brianna Ball with Wyoming Game and Fish says it's an awesome display and a fun process to watch.
Communal dancing grounds where they puff up their air sacs on their chest and create really cool popping noises. There's also some really cool swishing sounds from the wings brushing across their air-filled sacs. It's just this awesome display display of males going out.
Wyoming Game and Fish has launched a sage-grouse lek viewing guide to let the public know where reachable leks are around the state. Lek watching comes with some viewing guidelines. Arrive at least an hour before sunrise. Don't drive on top of the leks. Turn off your headlights and engine, and leave your pets at home. The Greater Sage Grouse Lek Viewing Guide is on Wyoming Game and Fish's website at wgfd.wyo.gov. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
And be sure to join Kay during All Things Considered with more Montana and Wyoming news updates. That begins at 4 o'clock. Thank you for listening to Yellowstone Public Radio News. We'll have another edition of The Worm for you early birds on Thursday.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.